Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You and Assemblymember David DiPietro held a news conference regarding docs. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I was joined by State Senator George Borrello, Assemblyman DiPietro, and Assemblyman Paul Bologna and Angela Morinello. And essentially, we were talking, you know, about this decision. This list that has been submitted to the DOCS commissioner of potential inmates to be released early. This is a decision to be made by DOCS, which prisoners to release. We want that list to be made public, and we want to remind people this is the consideration to release inmates early is due, according to the DOCS commissioner, to a staffing crisis. A staffing crisis that has been made worse and exacerbated by the fact that the governor 2,000 corrections officers, then tried to blacklist them for being hired by other local governments, all because they struck not for pay, not for benefits, but they did so because the working conditions inside these prisons have become so unsafe, so violent, that as a result, it's hard to hire corrections officers. It's almost reminiscent, as was brought up at the press conference, it was reminiscent of back during the pandemic when they fired thousands of healthcare workers amid a healthcare staffing shortage, all because they wouldn't subject themselves to the governor's mandate that they get a COVID vaccine, which turned out to be the right answer for a lot of reasons. And so now you have the same governor firing thousands of corrections officers who are trained, instead relying on thousands more National Guard soldiers who are not trained, and now releasing inmates into our communities solely at their discretion, solely at their, you know, we don't know how this is being determined. We don't know who these inmates may be. And so it really is just, to me, this is always where they come down, the governor, the Democrats. It's always about letting more people out. It's always about closing more prisons. It's always about making it harder for people in prison to go to prison. It's about making sure they're not too far from their family. It's about their emotional and mental health. And that would all be fine if we were balancing it with the mental health of the corrections officers, if we were balancing it with concern for them seeing their families. But we do not. And so, we were calling for that list to be made public, and we're calling for those thousands of COs to be hired back if there's a staffing crisis before we let inmates, people who've been convicted of crimes, back into the communities. And if we're going to let those people out, we want that to be made public as to who and what community they're going to.
How concerned are you for the public safety, depending on which prisoners get released early?
Sure. Well, you know, look at it, and I'm not gonna. I don't want to not knowing the list. I don't want to unnecessarily alarm people. But the reality is, if you're in jail today in New York, if you're in jail right now, you're not there for some low-level misdemeanor because you don't go to jail for that anymore in New York State. So if you're in jail, you committed a felony. And as much as they want to say, well, this will be nonviolent, You know, someone that sells drugs, that's a nonviolent offense, but it can usually lead to very violent results, and it can kill people. Only look at the fentanyl crisis. And so I think my definition of nonviolent and the governor's and the DOCS commissioner and the Democrats' definition is not always the same one. So I am concerned. I would like to know who's on this list, how that determination was made and where they're going. But again, this is, you know, there's a staffing crisis. And if it's that bad, then you got to suck it up and hire the trained corrections officers back before you do this. If it's that bad, then that's what you have to do to run the prison system. That's what strong leadership would look like. Instead, we're just letting people out early, which, of course, many of my colleagues across the aisle, not only are they supportive of, they'd have been supportive of it if there wasn't a staffing crisis, because they just want less people in jail. Which is really their ultimate end goal.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.